Welcome to Hot Copy Radio Theater. You are about to hear a cast of very talented voice performers recreate a long-lost episode of Hot Copy, an exciting audio drama about the wild adventures of a young woman newspaper reporter, which was broadcast on the NBC Radio Network between 1941 and 1944. This recreation is adapted from the original script. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
It's time for Hot Copy, the vivid drama behind the paragraphs of a daily newspaper column. Hot Copy is the absorbing story of a young newspaper woman, Anne Rogers, a clever, attractive girl with a nationally syndicated column, Second Glance, in which she uncovers many events which other, less courageous reporters would be afraid to touch. Her stories, in the words of her adventurous profession, are always Hot Copy. And now, listen to today's new and exciting chapter, Sweet and Low Down, adapted from the original script as broadcast on radio on Sunday, September 24th, 1944.
Nuisance? Did you say nuisance? Malcolm, you're blind as a bat. I tell you, that young woman is dangerous. That's what she is, dangerous. An outright menace.
Just look at today's newspaper.
Don't you realize that if she persists in this confounded sniping, she'll have us all in trouble? Quicker than you can say FDR.
I realize that, Tom. But just what are you going to do about it?
Do about it? I'll show you what I'm... Yes, Miss Sterling. What is it?
Mr. Warren is here to see you, sir.
Warren? Oh, good. Send him in.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Well, Malcolm, you'll see what I'm going to do in just a minute. I'll show that nosy female that she can't snoop into...
I hope you're right.
Just go inside, Mr. Warren.
Mr. Craig?
That's me, Mr. Warren. Please, come right in, sir. This is my partner, George Malcolm.
Oh, hey, nice to meet you.
Hello.
Have a chair, Mr. Warren.
Thank you.
Well, I suppose you're wondering what this is all about. That is, why did I ask you to come here?
Well, I assume, Mr. Craig, it has something to do with my detective agency.
Quite right, sir. Exactly right. So I'll get to the point. But I need to ask you one thing first. Are you afraid of big names?
Big names? Do you mean celebrities?
Precisely.
Mr. Craig, I've just recently opened my agency, and I obviously intend for it to be a success. So whenever I get a chance to earn an honest fee, I pull no punches for anyone.
Good. That's the spirit I like. Well, here's the situation. There's a certain young woman in this city who's been making my life very unpleasant. How or why doesn't concern you, but she must be silenced.
I see. And what do you want me to do?
I want you to investigate this person. Find something in her past or present that won't stand scrutiny. Do you see what I'm driving at?
I think so. You want to fight fire with fire.
Yes, that's the idea. So far, the fire has only scorched me. However, the fire that I want to build under her must burn her to a crisp. It must discredit her in the public eye, make her a laughingstock. It must totally undermine her reputation. Absolutely crush and destroy her. Do you understand?
Yes. You have been very clear. Except for one thing. Who is this person?
The newspaper woman who writes the column Second Glance. Her name is Anne Rogers.
So we held a clam bake on the beach that night, and oh, Annie, there was the most wonderful man there. Sort of a combination of Clark Gable and Cary Grant with a Jimmy Stewart smile. I mean, he was simply beautiful. No fooling. And,
Sprightly Pool, how do you do it?
Huh? How do I do what, sugar?
Type and talk at the same time.
Simple. I just work with my fingers, and I don't think with them. Anyhow, the night after that, we all went down to...
Sprightly, I don't believe you can possibly understand a single word of what you've been typing.
What? Of course I can. It's next Monday's column, all about how you think Nazi money is being hidden away, here and there in this country, so the party leaders won't be broke after we kick the props out from under them.
Remarkable. Only one mistake, Sprightly.
What's that?
I don't think it. I know it. Only I just can't prove it. That's the trouble. I know perfectly well that there are a few unscrupulous men who are exchanging Nazi cash for Swiss securities and then converting them into American dollars in investments. I know how it is being done, but I can't find out who the guilty parties are.
So you're trying to stir up a hornet's nest?
That's right. I'm hoping to sting someone into the open, where I can get a crack at him.
Uh-huh. Same old Ann Rogers.
What do you mean?
Always leading with your chin. The minute I go on vacation, you start looking for trouble. Well, any other new exploits since I left?
Why, no, Sprightly. Of course not.
Oh, no? Then how come the smirk? Come clean, Ann Rogers. What...
I'll get it.
No, Annie, I've got it. You just sit tight and think up the answers. Hello? What? Hello, Annie, yourself. Who is this? What? Warren? Just a minute. Anne, do you know anybody named Warren? Sounds to me like a...
Oh, yes, Brightly. I'll take it in the other office.
Here. You can take it. Right here.
All right, all right. I've got it. Hello, Jeff. This is Ann, Jeff.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
What, Jeff? Yes, of course, Jeff.
Jeff.
I'll be right here for a while, Jeff. All right, Jeff. I'll see you soon. Bye, Jeff.
That, I take it, was Jeff?
Why, yes.
Give it up, Sugar Plum. Who is he?
He's a man.
No, you don't say.
I met him on that Rose Teresa case. You remember?
Oh, yes. I think I remember the name now. He's a young private investigator, ain't he?
That's right. Just starting out. He was in the army, fought in Sicily and other places in Italy, until one day he stopped a piece of shrapnel during a firefight on a beachhead. So he got discharged. He limps a little, sometimes, but he thinks that it will fade, after a while.
Holy smokes! How about drawing me a blueprint while you're at it? Listen, Sugar Plum, I hope you're not gonna try and tell me that you learned all this while searching for a female jewel thief on the waterfront.
Well, no. I've seen Jeff a few times since then.
I'll bet. And you had the nerve to tell me you hadn't gotten mixed up in any new... complications since I went on vacation.
Oh, but really, Sprightly, you're leaping at conclusions. Jeff and I, we're...
Yeah, just pals. Like Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney. Or Damon and Runyon.
I'm guessing that's Jeff. He said he'd be right up. Come in!
Hiya, Ann. Busy?
No, come in. Sprightly, I want you to meet Jeff Warren. Jeff, this is the famous Sprightly Pool.
Don't pay any attention to her, Mr. Warren. She says that about all of us wage slaves.
Please, Sprightly, call me Jeff. Anne's told me everything about you.
Everything about me? Gosh!
What's the matter, Sprightly? Got a guilty conscience?
Not me.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. She looks a little sinister, doesn't she, Jeff?
She sure does.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're a fine one to talk, Ann Rogers.
Jeff, didn't you say something about lunch?
That I did. That I did. Where should we go?
That depends. How are the Warren finances today? In the black or in the red?
Well, actually, they're sort of pale gray with pink dots.
Then you aren't working now, Jeff?
No, Anne. I'm afraid not.
Any new cases on the horizon?
Well, none that I can see right now. It takes time, you know, to get established in this game.
In that case, lunch is on me today.
No, I invited you.
Please, Jeff, let me.
Absolutely not. I'm not that broke, Miss Rogers. Honestly, I could still cover 2 meal checks.
Correction, please. 3 meal checks?
Sprightly Pool, who invited you?
I did. Sorry, folks, but I'll be eating on charity till my next paycheck. My vacation, remember? I started out looking for change and rest, but the bellhops got my change and the hotel got the rest.
So this old Italian man steps up to me and says, Signore, according to the Nazi radio bulletins, yesterday we were the proud allies of the master race, but today we are beneath the yoke of American barbarians. Then he says, thank God, did you bring us bread?
How about that? Even their own allies don't believe Nazi propaganda.
That's a great story, Jeff. Do you mind if I use it in second glance sometime?
Oh, of course not. Help yourself. Well, girls, here's your office.
Yep, this is where the bell tolls.
Do you want to come up for a while, Jeff?
No thanks. I better be running along. You got work to do, and I've got to, fiddle around.
Well, yes, we do have a column to get out. Thanks for the lunch, Jeff. It was fun.
Oh, forget it. But, by the way, what's the new column on, Anne?
Oh, same thing. A little crow I'm picking. A few smooth crooks who are converting Nazi loot into American cash.
Really? That sounds like hot copy.
You ain't kidding, brother. Almost too hot to handle. I keep telling Annie, someday she's gonna ride herself into one awful mess. Those men that she's lambasting aren't playing for marbles.
And neither am I. Well, Jeff, I'll see you later then?
That's right. 8:30. My apartment. Sure you don't mind dropping by for me?
Of course not. It's right on the way. Well, in the meantime, we better get back to work, Sprightly.
Okay, Sugar Plum. Bye, Jeff. Mucho gracias for the meal.
Think nothing of it. So long.
Well, here we are, back at the old grind.
Grind is right. We've got work to do this afternoon. Go ahead, Sprightly.
Thanks.
Well, Sprightly?
Well, what?
Well, did you enjoy your lunch?
Why don't you just say what you actually mean? How did I like him? Is that what you want to know?
Really, Sprightly? It doesn't mean... Oh, all right. Yes, I do want to know. How did you like Jeff?
Well, now, since you asked me, I'll tell you, Annie.
Yes? You didn't?
I think he's swell.
You do? Oh, really? I hope you're not just saying that just because...
Because he fed me? Heck no. I think he's a real guy. You know, he'll make some gal a nice husband, even.
A nice... Oh, yes. I suppose he would. Now about the column.
For some clever columnist, for instance.
Oh, now please, Sprightly, don't get any silly ideas. Just because Jeff Warren happens to be a very pleasant young man. Don't get the mistaken idea that I have any thought of...
Of course, he's an awfully nosy guy.
Nosy? Jeff? Nosy?
Golly, yeah. He can ask more questions than a monkey has fleas. And smooth, too. Like that third degree he gave you during lunch. Where were you born? What college did you go to? What was your major? How long has your column been syndicated? I mean, just one question after another. Whew!
But Sprightly, that's just a natural instinct with him. I mean, after all, he's a private detective. He...
Oh, now, please, Sprightly. Just because I launched into a defense of Jeff Warren in 2 seconds flat.
All right, darling, you win. So, I do think he's a very nice guy. So what?
A very nice guy? Are you kidding? He's a catch. But when heaven makes him like that, why don't they make twins?
Well, just in case he has a cute brother that he hasn't told me about. I'll ask him tonight, Sprightly. I'll tell him you're in the market for a boyfriend. Oh, well. I hope he gets a solid case soon. He hates to just fiddle around. I wonder what he's doing now.
We will return to today's episode of Hot Copy in just a moment. But first, please listen to a few words from our sponsor.
The state of Ohio is filled with mysteries. Unsolved murders and unexplained disappearances, lost treasures, missing shipwrecks, strange phenomenon, and things that go bump in the night. We explore them all at Ohio Mysteries, a podcast dedicated to the great questions that obsess us in the Buckeye State. I'm your researcher and storyteller, Paula Schleiss.
And I'm your co-host, Steve Yoder. We invite you to join us every week for a new episode about a mystery that's never been solved. You'll find stories that seem vaguely familiar, others that have become legend, and still, more you've never heard of. Subscribe to Ohio Mysteries on your favorite podcast app.
And now, back to Hot Copy. Anne Rogers' crusading column has aroused the fear of a group of unscrupulous men engaged in converting Nazi assets to American dollars. Seeking to silence Anne, the criminals have hired Jeff Warren, a young private detective, to frame the young newspaper woman.
Well, Warren, what's the good word? Learn anything yet about Anne Rogers?
Not very much, Mr. Craig. Oh, I did learn that our young lady has been in a couple of minor scrapes with the police.
Really? Anything we could,
I'm afraid not. She managed to wiggle her way out of both of them. She's pretty sly, you know? Got good connections, too. It's not going to be easy to hang anything nasty on her.
I know it, Warren. That's why I hired you. But it's gotta be done.
Regardless of cost?
Regardless of, what exactly do you mean?
I mean, let's get down to brass tacks, Mr. Craig. You're asking me to do a dirty job. Well, okay, I'll do it. But I won't do it for peanuts. If you're willing to pay out some real dough, I've got an idea that will hang Aaron Rodgers higher than a telephone pole.
Really? And what is this idea, Warren?
Nice weather we're having lately.
My dear fellow, please talk sense.
My dear fellow, please talk dollars.
Now see here, if you think you can walk in here and just dictate... Very well, sir. You're a man after my own heart. Tell me your price.
$25,000.
What? $25,000? Are you crazy?
Well, now, there are two schools of thought on that question.
I won't pay a $25,000 fee. It's preposterous.
Fee? Fee? Who said anything about a fee?
Huh? You just said...
Don't get me wrong. I did say $25,000, but that is not my fee. My fee will be left entirely to you. When the job is finished, you can pay me whatever amount you feel my services have been worth.
But $25,000?
Operating expenses, bait for a trap.
Bait for our, I see. You mean to bribe her? No, Warren, that won't work. Ann Rogers isn't the type of person that you can buy and put on a chain. She's, too...
But suppose she doesn't know she's accepting a bribe until it's too late.
Huh? I don't get it.
She's meeting me at my apartment tonight at 8:30. Suppose you were there too, and as a patriotic citizen, gave her a large sum of money to be used for, let's say, the Army and Navy Fund for Disabled Veterans. She'd have to accept it.
Well, and, then?
Well, you will later deny that you gave her the envelope, and I will deny having witnessed any exchange. And, well, there she is, caught with the goods.
Caught her with what goods? I don't see where possession of the sum of money is,
There you go again, jumping to conclusions. It won't be money in that envelope. It will be negotiable securities.
That's practically the same thing.
Yes, but these will be Swiss securities.
See here, what do you know about Swiss securities?
Plenty, Mr. Craig.
Plenty? What is this? A trap? Are you in this on her side? Because if you are...
Don't be an idiot, Craig. I know your business, and I know why you want Ann Rogers to be silenced. Do you think I'm a dope? And as for whose side I'm on? I'm on the side of the guy that I like the most. Do you understand me?
Then you, don't disapprove of my business.
Why should I? It's no skin off my nose, is it? Well, do we try my plan or not?
Yes, we will. Now, you said,
My apartment, tonight at 8:30. Stuff that envelope with paper that could be traced back straight to Hitler's pockets. We'll create a scandal that will turn Second Glance into a frightened pussycat.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
That you, Sprightly? Yes, here I am. In here.
Sorry to be late, but...
What's the matter? Is something wrong with my dress?
Baby doll, you look good enough to eat.
Well, good. That's what this date is. A dinner date.
Yeah, and you'd better get started, too. It's after 8.
It is? Great heavens! And I told Jeff I'd stop by for him in half an hour. Well, I'm almost ready now.
Annie, tell me something. How well do you know this Warren guy?
Why, if you mean how long, the answer is not very. But I feel as if he's been a close friend.
He's on the up and up, isn't he?
Jeff? Of course, Sprightly. Why do you...
Oh, nothing. I was just wondering, that's all. Didn't he tell us he wasn't working?
Yes, that's right.
Well, after you left this afternoon, I had to go to the Wainwright building to get that information you needed for the market feature you're writing. Anyway, just as I stepped out of the elevator on the 7th floor, a man who looked very much like Jeff got into the elevator down the hall.
So? What's strange about...
Well, in a voice that sounded very much like Jeff's, he called out to a pudgy little man with horn-rimmed glasses and said, "Okay, you do your part, and we'll finish this job tonight at 8:30.
Really? I think that actually proves it couldn't have been Jeff, darling, because our date is at 8:30. unless I'm late. Well, I've got to run now. See you later, Sprightly.
Yeah, you're probably right. Bye!
Just the same, I wonder.
Operator?
Hello? Connect me to police headquarters and hurry, please. If that guy tries any funny stuff.
Police headquarters. Lieutenant Flanagan speaking.
Hello, Mike. This is Sprightly Poole. Listen, Mike, is Inspector Collins in his office?
Oh, hello, Sprightly. No, he ain't. He had to go out on a job. Why? Anything wrong?
I'm not sure, Mike, but I've got a hunch that Anne is in trouble.
What, again? What is it this time?
Mike, I might be completely wrong, but just to be on the safe side, how about meeting me here as soon as you can? Anne has a date at 8:30, and I want to crash her party.
I'll be ready to go in just a minute, Anne. But come on in for a second, anyway. A friend of mine dropped in unexpectedly and wants to meet you.
Well, all right, Jeff, but we really...
Fine. Oh, Craig. Anne, this is Mr. Craig. And Craig, this is Miss Rogers, your favorite writer.
Oh, good evening. It's nice to meet you.
Craig is a great admirer of your column, Anne. He reads it all the time.
Really? I've always wanted to meet my fan, Mr. Craig. I've always hoped there was one.
Oh, I'm just one of many thousands, Miss Rogers. I'm sure of that. And to a quiet, dull businessman like myself, your field of work seems very exciting.
Oh, you're in business then?
That's right, stocks and bonds. I have an office downtown in the Wainwright building.
Wainwright.
What did you say, Anne?
Nothing, just...
Miss Rogers, our meeting in this way is an amazing coincidence. I've been reading your pleas for donations to the Military Service Relief Funds. And this very morning, I asked my secretary to make me an envelope with my little contribution. I was going to mail it to you, but as long as you're right here in person...
Why, that's awfully considerate of you, Mr. Craig. But you really should mail it directly to the charity. After all...
No, I want you to take it, since it was you who inspired the donation. Here you are.
Go ahead and take it. Craig's got lots more where that came from.
Well, all right. Thanks. Mind if I open it?
Please, Miss Rogers, don't open it now. A little later, perhaps.
Oh, but I should give you a receipt.
Don't embarrass a man. He's bashful.
Well, it's most unusual, but...
And darn dangerous, too. I think I would open that there envelope if I was you, Anne.
Mike, Sprightly, what on earth?
Annie, don't look now, but Mike and I have been listening from out in the hall, and we think you're being played for a sucker. Go ahead, open that envelope.
I think I'd better go now.
And I think you'd better stick around for a few minutes longer. Warren, you too. Well, Anne?
Yes, of course. Oh, my Lord!
What is it, Sugar?
Securities. Swiss securities. Purchased through a Nazi-controlled German bank.
Holy cow! That's the clue you've been looking for.
And they tried to frame you with it, Anne.
Jeff, I don't understand.
Anne, I'm sorry you opened that envelope. You've sort of gummed up the works.
Yeah, I'll bet she has. You and this Craig guy make a fine team of crooks.
Well, Craig, what have you got to say for yourself?
Nothing, officer, except stand right where you are, everyone.
He's got a gun!
Right. And I'll use it on the first person who moves. You, Lieutenant, toss your revolver into the corner. Right now.
You Nazi-loving weasel.
Hurry up.
Mike, don't take any chances.
All right, now you, Warren. You have a gun, too. Get rid of it.
But, Craig, why? We're partners, aren't we?
Who are you trying to kid? You framed this entire setup, Warren.
Who? Me?
No, he didn't frame it.
Darn right he didn't. It was our own idea coming over here, me and Lieutenant Flanagan.
A very bad idea, nevertheless. I'm taking no chances. Hurry up with that gun, Warren.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff!
Listen, Anne, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
All right. Now step back against the wall. All of you. This is going to be quick and painless, since I'm an excellent shot.
You mean you're going to kill us all?
You're crazy, Craig. You can't pull a stunt like this and get away with it. This ain't no movie. Every cop in the city will be after you.
I doubt that, Lieutenant. No one saw me enter this building. And no one will see me leave.
But this is murder. Wholesale murder.
I'm afraid you can't frighten me with fear of the penalty for murder. You see, Miss Rogers, the penalty for treason is also a death sentence. So, I have nothing to lose.
Then you are the one who's been aiding the Nazi war machine? Helping them to convert their plunder into American dollars?
Yes, Miss Rogers. Too bad you'll never write your final column on the matter, isn't it?
Mike, please do something.
I'm afraid that's impossible. You see, I'm the only one with a gun. Well, Miss Rogers, if you're ready now.
Annie!
Duck! Everybody!
Hey, what?
Okay, everybody, I got him.
Nice work, Inspector.
Inspector Collins?
Oh.
Inspector, where did you come from?
That bedroom, Anne, where I've been hiding the entire time. Oh, Mike, go run back there and turn off the dictaphone recorder. From the looks of this one, we won't need it now.
Dictograph. Yeah, sure, Inspector.
Be careful with it, though, Lieutenant. We've still got Craig's partner, Malcolm, to convict.
Craig's partner? I thought you were...
In cahoots? With him? No thanks. I'd stick pins in blind beggars or steal pennies from a kid's piggy bank before I'd have anything to do with any slimy guys like that.
But Jeff, why did you...
Give you a few bad moments, Annie?
Me? No, of course not. I never believed for one second that you were... But everything went so haywire, so I was afraid.
I guess that was my fault. I smelled a rat and I called Inspector Collins. Mike said he was out on a job, but I didn't know it was this one.
Yeah, but unfortunately, if you and Lieutenant Flanagan hadn't barged in, we'd have nabbed Craig red-handed with the Nazi securities, after Anne was out of danger. I was scared for you, Anne. That's why I tried to cozy up to him when he started to think that I had set him up.
Jeff, don't you think I knew that?
Hey, I must be losing my eyesight. He's alive.
Warren, you tricked me.
No, Buster. You tricked yourself when you played ball with the wrong team.
You said you were on the side of the guy you liked the most.
That's right, and I still am.
But I thought you meant yourself.
That was a bad guess, pal. I like myself third best.
Huh? I don't get that, Warren.
I think I do. But Jeff is probably a little self-conscious about saying it, Don't forget, he was in the war. So, you mean Uncle Sam, don't you, Jeff? In other words, you believe our country always comes first.
You don't mind, do you, Anne?
Mind?
Playing second fiddle, I mean.
No, Jeff.
Okay, Inspector. All finished.
Good. Now go call an ambulance, Mike. I'm sad to say this one is going to cost the taxpayers money after all.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Warren, I'm going to get me a lawyer and sue you for 10 of the best years of my life. You've aged me an entire decade tonight.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
You better be.
But, Sprightly, please do me one small favor.
Wait, what?
Call me up every morning and find out what I'm doing that day. And if I ever dream up another stunt like this, especially one that involves Anne, just shoot me.
Thank you for tuning in to Hot Copy Radio Theater. We truly hope that you enjoyed our presentation of Sweet and Low Down, a lost episode of the radio audio drama Hot Copy, originally broadcast on Sunday, September 24th, 1944. Our cast on this episode featured Rhonda Sigler-Ware as Anne Rogers, Samantha Thompson as Sprightly Poole, Patrick Brancato as Jeff Warren, Glenn Haskell as Tom Craig, Jerry Kokich as Lieutenant Mike Flanagan, Christian Newhouse as Inspector Collins, Steve Fisher as George Malcolm, Ashley Kraft as Miss Sterling, Kit Caron as the telephone operator, and yours truly, Logan Smith, as your announcer. This episode was adapted from the original script written by Nelson S. Bond. All sound effects are from freesound.org. Hot Copy Radio Theater is produced and edited under the direction of Jim Goodluck. Now, if you like this show, please take a moment of your time and go to Apple Podcasts, also known as iTunes, then give a 5-star rating and review for Hot Copy Radio Theater. And if your favorite streaming service carries this show and allows you to give a rating, please be sure to rate us on there also. Finally, if you would like to contact any of the voice actors from this episode, or if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions in regard to this show, please send an email to hotcopyradiotheater@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter as @HotCopyRadio. In addition, we have a Facebook page where you can make comments and give feedback. We invite you to tune in again on the 10th of each month for another thrilling presentation of Hot Copy Radio Theater.